the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await. Welcome to Storytime with the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await. I'm Miss Lisa, librarian at the Columbia Public Library, and I will be your storyteller for today. Today's story is The Musicians of Bremen, written by the Brothers Grimm in 1819. Once there was a donkey whose master made him carry sacks to the mill for many years. His strength was beginning to fail, and each day found him less capable of work. His master began to think of sending him to the dog food factory. But the donkey guessed that something was going to happen that boded him no good. And thus the donkey ran away, taking the road to Bremen. There he thought he might get a job as the town musician. After he had gone a little way, he found a hound dog lying by the side of the road, panting. "Hello, hound dog. Why are you so out of breath?" said the donkey. Oh, dear," said the dog. "I am old. I'm getting weaker every day and can do no good in the fox hunt. My master was going to have me killed, so I made my escape. But how am I to gain a living now?" "I'll tell you what," said the donkey. "I am going to Bremen to be the town musician. You might as well go with me and take up music, too. I can play the lute. You can beat the drum." The dog agreed, and they walked on together. It was not long before they came to a tabby cat sitting in the road looking very sad. "What is the matter with you, dear tabby cat?" said the donkey. "How can anyone be cheerful when their neck is in danger?" purred the tabby cat. "I am getting old, and my teeth are getting blunt. I would rather sit by the oven and purr than run about chasing mice. My mistress threatened to drown me, so I ran away. But now I don't know what is to become of me." "You come with us to Bremen," said the donkey, "and you become the town musician. You can serenade on the fence quite well." The cat liked this idea and went with them accordingly. And after that, they found the three travelers past a yard where a rooster was perched upon the gate, crowing with all of his might. "Your cries are enough to pierce me to the bone," said the donkey. "What on earth is the matter?" "I have told good weather for my lady, that her shirts may be washed and dried. But it rained. On Sunday morning, company is coming. The mistress told the cook that I am going to be made into the soup. So I'm crowing with all of my might while I still can." "Why don't you come with us, Sir Rooster?" said the donkey. "We are going to Bremen. You have a powerful voice. And when we all perform together, that cock-a-doodle-doo will have a wonderful effect." So the rooster agreed, and all four went on together. Bremen was too far off to be reached in one day, and toward evening they came to a wood where they decided to pass the night. The donkey and the dog lay under a large tree. The cat climbed up in the branches, and the rooster flew to the very top because that was the safest place for him. Before he went to sleep, the rooster looked all around him and saw in the distance a tiny light shining. He called to his companions that there must be a house not far away because he could see a light. The donkey said, "Let's get up and go there. These are quite uncomfortable quarters." The dog had been dreaming of a few bones, perhaps with some meat on them. And they all set off in the direction of the light, which grew larger and brighter until they finally came to a house full of robbers that was all lit up. The donkey, being the biggest, went to the window and looked in. "What do you see?" said the hound dog. "What do I see?" answered the donkey. "I see a table set out with wonderful things to eat and drink, and a bunch of robbers sitting around it and making themselves very comfortable."
"That would certainly suit us," said the rooster.
"I wish indeed that we were in there," said the donkey. So they got together and formed a plan on how to get the robbers out of the house. The donkey was to put his forefeet on the windowsill. The dog was to get on the donkey's back. The cat climb on top of the dog. And finally, the rooster would fly up and perch on the cat's head. After that was done at a given signal, they all began to perform their music. The donkey brayed, "Ee-aw, ee-aw, ee-aw!" The dog barked, "Hoo, hoo, hoo, hoo!" The cat meowed, "Meow, meow, meow!" And the rooster, "Ah, ah, ah!" They burst into the room, breaking all the panes of glass. The robbers fled at this dreadful sound. They thought it was some horrible hobgoblin, and fled to the wood in terror. The four companions sat down to the table with the remains of the food and feasted as if they had been hungry for a month. After they finished, they turned off the lights and sought out a sleeping spot. The donkey slept outside. The dog slept behind the door. The cat slept by the fireplace. And as for the rooster, he settled himself in the loft. As they all were tired with their long journey, they soon fell fast asleep. As midnight drew near, the robbers saw from afar, saw that no light was burning. Everything appeared quiet, so the robber captain said to them that he thought they had run away without good reason. "We need to get our house back," he said. "Why don't one of you go and check it out?" So one of them volunteered and found everything at the house quiet. He went into the kitchen to strike a light. He took the glowing eyes of the cat as fiery coals and held a match to them in order to kindle the coals. The cat found this not funny whatsoever. She flew into his face, spitting and scratching. The man cried in terror, and as he ran to get out the back door, the dog ran at him and bit him on the leg. As he was rushing through the yard, the donkey struck out and kicked him with his hind feet, and as for the rooster who had woken up with the noise, he cried out, "Ah, ah, ah!" And thus the robber ran back as well as he could to his captain, and he said, "Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear! In that house, there is a gruesome witch. I could feel her breath and her long nails clawing my face. And by the door, there was a man who stabbed me in the leg with a knife. And out in the yard was a big black ghost who beat me with a club. And up on the roof, there sat the judge who said, 'Bring that robber here.' And I ran away from that place as fast as I could." From that time forward, the robbers never ventured to that house. But the four musicians of Bremen found themselves quite happy just where they were, so they stayed. And as far as I know, they are there to this very day. The Musicians of Bremen, written by the Brothers Grimm in 1819. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Be sure to visit the Columbia Public Library, where you can read more stories about the musicians of Bremen, such as The Bremen Town Musicians, A Tale by Jacob Grimm. Be sure to visit our website at www.columbiapubliclibrary.org or in person at 24 South 6th Street, Columbia, Pennsylvania. We hope to see you soon at the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await.